Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, for beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend. Well, this week I want to talk about titles of Jesus, and in the process of talking about the titles of Jesus and what they mean, some particular titles that are so inspiring, and also in the context of reflecting on the titles of Jesus, I want to talk a little bit about St. John the Baptist, that we're going to be celebrating a solemnity on Wednesday of the extraordinary prophet John the Baptist and the forerunner, the friend of the bridegroom, and I'm going to take in some of those themes this week because it's really important for us to see and understand who Jesus described himself to be, and in John's case, who John anticipated him to be. John knew who he was making the way for as a forerunner and as the friend of the bridegroom. So I want to break open some of those themes. Before we jump in today, though, I want to just encourage you, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program last week, interviewed Dr. Ralph Martin, my good friend, president of Renewal Ministries, talking about his new book that he just wrote that just came out on the judgment of God, the final judgment, really, or the four last things is what the book is about, and talking about readiness. Are we ready to meet the Lord? Some of what we're going to touch on this week are dimensions of who Jesus is, and one of those is he's the king, authority and power belongs to him, and he's the final judge. He's the bridegroom, king, and judge. Those three in particular we'll talk about. And we're all going to appear before him the day we die. The moment we die, we're going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. This extraordinary reality that's in our future. And if we live and die in the Lord, it's a joyful moment. It's a joyful day. But if we don't, it's a great and a terrible day. But it's really great and good to reflect on those things. And as I mentioned last week, this is a set of themes that Ralph Martin has spoken about for years in terms of the narrow way and the elements of the four last things. And what have the saints said about it? What does the Bible say about it? What is the great fathers of the church? What have they taught us about it? And he's been a key part of the message that he's communicated over 55 years of preaching and ministry. He's touched on those also in articles and some books he's written along the way. This is by far the best book, and it's only 200 pages long. So there's a summary of, it's a deep dive, but not so theological that it's hard to read. It's quite inspiring. It's quite sobering. And it's the biblical worldview just put together in a very clear way. So I encourage you, if you're interested in it, first, and you haven't had a chance to hear last week's programs, to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to them right there. Or you can go to the Ave Maria radio or Ave Maria app. You could download that if you don't have it. You could listen to it there as well. You can also get the book at Renewal Ministries, and you can also get it at Amazon. So I want to dive in today, beginning with mentioning the titles of Jesus. This week, we're going to focus on Jesus as bridegroom, Jesus as king, as I mentioned, and Jesus as the final judge. Jesus is the word spoken to us by the Father. In the Gospel of John in the first chapter, it begins that way, describing to us Jesus, the Logos, the word from the Father. He wants to communicate to us. And we know the fundamental word that we know comes through the person of Jesus Christ is the reality of God's love for us, his saving message, the love of the Father and the Son that's given to us in the life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And the love of God is what moves the heart of God to reveal his Son to us. Throughout history, the history of salvation, God has revealed himself through the prophets, through the patriarchs, through various characters, and through his law, through his commandments. And everything came to the fulfillment of the fullness of time when Jesus is born of the Virgin and God sends his only Son, when God himself takes on human flesh and then comes to reveal the love of God, the saving plan of God, and the kingdom of God. What is God's plan and purpose for the human race and for his whole creation? And so we're going to see in, as we reflect on these titles of Jesus, dimensions of who the Father has established Jesus to be for us and for all eternity. And as we reflect on them, hopefully we'll be deeply inspired and come deeper into a relationship with Jesus and an understanding of who he is and what he's done. So thinking about Jesus as the bridegroom, John 3:29, Gospel of John, John the Baptist said, "The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly in the bridegroom's voice." He's highlighting Christ's role as the bridegroom, and he's come to proclaim and to prepare God's people to understand this dimension of the Messiah, because he's preparing for the coming of the Messiah, the Anointed One. And you see the dimensions of who God has established his Son to be for the sake of the salvation of the world, and how the Father is constructing or putting together and establishing the kingdom that will last forever. And at the heart of the Father's plan and purpose in sending forth his Son is to bring us into an understanding of the fundamental movement of God's saving action begins in the heart of a loving Father. We all know the famous passage, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believed in him would not die but have everlasting life." For God so loved. You know, that just that shortened the part of the verse is worth meditating on and internalizing. And internalizing, what I mean by that in particular, is receiving it into our heart. What's the Catholic Church really all about? What's her mission? How did it come to be? Well, how did it come to be? For God so loved. For God so loved the world that he gave his most precious gift, his Son, for the sake of our salvation. And as Jesus given to us, as he begins his ministry, for example, and goes forth preaching, John is preparing the way, and right from the beginning, John is helping us understand the prophet. You know, he's fulfilling, he's the Elijah we'll talk about on Wednesday, the one who's preparing for the messianic, the coming of the Messiah. And what does John see? What is John the prophet inspired to help us understand? That the Messiah also is the bridegroom. The Father's plan is being revealed through the image of marriage, the relationship between a husband and a wife, the profound intimacy, union, one heart, one mind, the fruitfulness of that relationship. God wants us to understand that he is preparing a bride for his Son, the bridegroom. The church is the Father's gift to the Son. And of course, the Son is the gift of the church, is the church itself. We're embodied, we're being united to him in that great gift. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 and following, it says, Paul explicitly describes a relationship here between Christ and the church in the marital terms. "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy." So, as a husband is called to lay down his life for his wife, to make his life a kind of offering, motivated by love, we get an image. We get some concrete understanding of what God's larger plan is for the human race. What salvation includes, you might say. Christ loved the church, and he loved the church by doing what he did to bring us into holiness. His life, his preaching, his teaching, his signs and wonders, ultimately his sacrifice on the cross. And then being raised from the dead, his sacrifice on the cross, that act of love by which we are saved, the ultimate expression here of how Jesus gave himself. And he emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant. He became obedient even unto death, death on a cross. And what's at the heart of that? is self-donation, is his love. He humbles himself and he loves. It's what a good husband does. He humbles himself and he loves his wife. All of it Jesus did to set us apart, to make us holy. On the cross, he came to deal with the sin problem. The sin problem was dealt with through the offering of his love and his sacrifice, the shedding of his blood, which ultimately cleanses us from the stain of sin, purifies us, and then taking on human flesh, and in his own person, the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit with him, and he enters into glory in the fullness of glory so that God's plan for the human race, this is the critical step in momentum, friends. Think about it. He became one of us so that he could represent us, so he could save us, and through his act of love on the cross, and he's being raised from the dead, the new humanity, the new creation that's going to be able to live in the presence of God, sharing in the glory of God, through the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. What it's all about is, Paul's describing here, is Jesus did it to make us holy, to sanctify us, to set us apart. We who are unholy, he comes to make holy. We who have fallen from glory are being raised to glory. We're being raised to share in this new creation, the new humanity that's in him. And what unites us to him is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit unites us into one body in Christ, profound intimacy. This is a great mystery, Paul said, and I'm applying it to Christ and the church. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 through 9, the wedding feast of the Lamb is a culmination of bridal imagery. You see it right on through this theme of, it's in the Old Testament theme, it's in Hosea and other places, it's in the New Testament, in the Gospels, obviously, we just went through it, Paul's preaching it, teaching it, and in the book of Revelation. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. God the Father is preparing a bride for his beloved Son, for the bridegroom king. Jesus said, can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. So he's identifying himself. He's agreeing with the proclamation of John the Baptist, the prophet who's preparing us in that prophetic revelation of the nature of the full nature of the Messiah's mission. So we see the covenantal love that's being expressed, the sacrificial love of Jesus on the cross, and then the eschatological union, that is the book of Revelation. Where are we headed? Where are we going? Our destiny, friends, is a marriage, is a profound unity initiated by God the Father, made possible for all of us through the life, passion, death, and resurrection and ascension into glory in Jesus. He's bringing about, he's making it possible, the kingdom. The kingdom is union with the Father and the Son in the Holy Spirit. Praise be to God. Friends, we're just beginning this week. Hope you can join me again tomorrow. We're going to be talking about Jesus Christ as King. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.